Welcome to this week's edition of the Labor Exchange on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm your host, Robert Lindgren, with the Colorado AFL-CIO and Denver Newspaper Guild Local 37074. Today, we are talking with Jimmy Allen, a firefighter from Aurora, about the life of a firefighter and an occupational hazard related to a chemical and firefighting foam known as PFAS. Hello, Jimmy, and welcome to the Labor Exchange.
Hi, Robert. Always good to see you again, and I'm happy to be here today.
Great. Thank you. And welcome. First, can you take us through a day or a week in the life of a firefighter? What's it like?
Yeah. So, you know, some people are keenly aware and other people don't know that we work at 24 hours minimum at a time. So we typically show up an hour before our shift will start. And we're there for the next 24 hours and we eat together and we sleep at the firehouse sometimes and respond to all of our calls and get all of our training done and any inspections and outreach to the community and all that has to be done in 24 hours. So we start there early in the morning. We always talk to the off-going shift and discuss what's going on in the community, types of calls they were on, our equipment, our fire engines and fire trucks and any issues that we have or supply shortages. So it starts there. We try to get a workout in the morning. That's always seems to be hindered by a few calls. After a workout, we get with the station cleaned up. And then we try to get to the grocery store, get some of those things cooking, if we need to that day. And then we are into some sort of training. So we'll be out in the community doing training. We'll do some tabletop discussions, maybe go do a fire inspection at a building or a new construction site. Try to prepare those meals. And in between all that, we answer calls when they come in. So you never know when they come in this business. And we certainly are answer calls 24 hours a day. So there's always somebody at the firehouse all the time.
Yeah, that's a great background. And yeah, of course, mentioning the firefighter food, my wife's grandpa's retired from Denver Fire and definitely has a great chili recipe that he brings out from time to time. I'm going to go ahead and ask you a question. So the Attorney General of Colorado, Phil Weiser, he recently filed a suit around PFAS, which I'll try to pronounce, polyfluoroalkyl substances. Can you give our listeners some background on PFAS chemicals and why they're a concern?
Yeah, certainly. So PFAS chemicals are originally found in firefighting foam. So what we'll do is we use foam and we introduce it to water and create a foam, and it blankets the vapors that are coming off a fire. So typically what PFAS chemicals were used for firefighting foam was vapors in fuels. So widely used with our firefighters in the Department of Defense, our DOD firefighters, and then our military firefighters as well. So this foam mixed with the water will blanket jet fuel and other sorts of fuel that keep the vapors down, and then that keeps them from being ignited. They use it widely, like I said, in the Department of Defense, anybody that has a runway. So our firefighters at the municipal airports, they're constantly around it. And then we carry small amounts up to about 10 to maybe 10 gallons or so, 15 gallons or so in with the every engine that we have, every engine company. And that would be a normal fire engine that you see down the street. So any of our municipality departments or our special district departments, they carry a certain amount of foam. We found out, though, that foam substances, the PFAS chemicals, are carcinogen. So they cause cancer. The number one leading cause of death in the fire service is cancer. So that is our mission right now. It's taken a lot of firefighters. We try to pass presumptive laws for cancer for firefighters in every state. We're not quite successful in every state. And every state's a little bit different on how those laws are written, and they come to an agreement. But it's still on the forefront. They call PFAS chemicals forever chemicals. The half-life is decades and decades. So they stay in your bloodstream. Everybody has, actually, me, you, everybody has a certain amount of PFAS chemicals in their blood right now. But firefighters, it's elevated, and it's a known carcinogen. So trying to get that out of all the fire stations, out of all the airports. There's some airline hangars, airport hangars and stuff where it's part of a larger system, you know, fire suppression systems, like a sprinkler system integrated with the foam PFAS chemicals. We were fairly successful getting it removed from fire apparatuses and airports a few years ago. We asked to find a new substance, and there's different foam materials now that don't have those PFAS chemicals, but they're still around us all the time. Every day we've learned more and more about PFAS as time goes along, and it's currently, we found that it's in our bunker gear. So the turnout bunker gear that we wear on every call, it's saturated in our bunker gear. So that it becomes hot. It becomes more toxic. As your body heats up, you'll bring in, more carcinogens into your body. And that's when we're just exposed more. So if the fire itself has a lot of toxins, plastics that are melting and burning, and then we add it to the PFAS chemicals found in our bunker gear, it just all adds up to the carcinogens that firefighters take in. So, any type of legislation or different ways where we can see PFAS chemicals, be eradicated from the face of the earth. That is something that's important to us, particularly in our gear. President Biden yesterday just announced that it was very important to him to find $92 million for the research and development and new ways, a new type of bunker gear that we can wear. And they told us that today. I'm at the IFF legislative convention here in DC. And that was good news to us because that, like I said, it's our number one cause of death firefighter. So we're always looking to explore new and different ways to eradicate cancer from the fire service.
Well, and that's some great background because I think folks are more familiar with the, physical hazards of being a firefighter and not these sort of hidden hazards that are part of it. In our last minute, you're a member of IAFF Local 1290. Can you please explain how having a union relates to dealing with hazards like PFAS chemicals or other hazards on the job?
Yeah, no, it's the right to have a seat at the table. It's as simple as that. We need to have a right for every worker, and not just firefighters, but all workers, to be able to discuss with their employer the safety concerns that they have for their members. It is the cornerstone of what we do is collective bargaining. We have a long history in Colorado, and particularly Southern Colorado, of workers and their need for safety on the job site. And it's still true today. To be able to sit down with your employer and say, this is a very important issue to us, means everything. And that is collective bargaining at its finest. And every worker deserves that, regardless of occupation. So something we believe in wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that. And also mentioning Pueblo, Local 3, I believe, and one of the founding locals of the IAFF. All right. Thank you, Jimmy, for taking time to talk to the Labor Exchange today and your work keeping Aurora safe. Thanks for being on.
Yo, thanks, Robert. Enjoy always seeing you and talking with you anytime.
Great. Thank you. And this has been the Labor Exchange on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.